You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Shali Pittman with this local news update. Packers fans are still celebrating after a win against the Lions at Lambeau Field. The Sunday afternoon matchup, the first season opener at home since 2018. And defensive end Micah Parsons, who just joined the team from Dallas, is calling his reception by the fans, quote, a blown away moment, unquote. Green Bay is back at Lambeau Field this Thursday night for a matchup with Washington. A cheese manufacturing plant in Suamico has announced a timeline for layoffs of hundreds of workers. The Green Bay Press-Gazette reports that Saputo Cheese will begin phased layoffs of about 240 workers starting in November. It's moving its packing jobs to southeastern Wisconsin. If you're in the city of Green Bay, start rounding up your trash now. Next week is one of the city's quarterly overflow collection weeks. That means in addition to what's in your cart, you can also put up to 4 garbage bags of trash on the curb for free collection. That doesn't include appliances, electronics, or construction trash. The Kewaunee City Council is set to meet tonight. They'll take up a proposal to prepare an underwater survey of the Kewaunee Marina and Boat Launch. It's expected to cost more than $5,000. They'll also decide on plans for a Christmas parade and hear a population estimate. Heart disease is the leading cause of death in the U.S. It's also largely preventable. Here in Green Bay, Mayor Eric Genrich is encouraging people to get at least 30 minutes of activity a day. And every Tuesday in September, he's hosting a walk at City Hall. Just meet tomorrow at noon at the corner of Walnut and Jefferson. With 24 reported measles cases in Oconto County, the state health department has a new way to track the outbreak. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services has launched a new dashboard. It's updated twice a week, and as of the last update on Friday, the number of measles cases had stayed steady at 24. Repairs on the USS Cobia in Manitowoc are underway. The sub was towed out of Manitowoc on Sunday. It took most of the day to get it to Sturgeon Bay, where it's getting necessary repairs and upkeep. The dry dock is slated to last about 6 weeks. A new report finds that about half of Wisconsin's bridges are in good condition. More than 6.5% are in poor condition. Bridges owned by the state, which tend to include the largest ones, have the highest quality ratings. That's according to data from the Wisconsin Department of Transportation, with inspection data that was crunched by the Wisconsin Policy Forum. Bridges are inspected every 2 years and rated on their surface, superstructure, and substructure. Back to school and the Packers win means it's starting to feel like fall. If you're wondering when the leaves might start changing, well, they already have. According to the Fall Color Report from Travel Wisconsin, Green Bay is at 5% color. Trees will hit peak color around the third week of October. News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.fm. I'm Shali Pittman, 97.9 WGBW News.
It's the Brewers and the Rangers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers and the Lone Star State tonight, opening a 3-game series against the Texas Rangers. Milwaukee with a 10-2 win over the Pirates yesterday in Pittsburgh, completing a 3-game sweep. Manager Pat Murphy says that 23-year-old Jacob Mizorowski learned a few lessons pitching into the 7th inning.
I can only tell you this is a great learning experience for him, and he answered the bell today and did a very, very nice job.
College football, the Badgers now preparing to play number 19th-ranked Alabama. It's Wisconsin beating Middle Tennessee State 42-10 over the weekend. The Packers celebrating a decisive 27-13 win over the Lions. Matt LaFleur grateful to the 77,000 fans who attended, but didn't like there were so many Lions fans in the stands.
The fans that showed up brought great energy, and the fans that sold their tickets to all those Lions fans got to be better.
That's the Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're game for making some early plans for Valentine's Day 2026, there is a new softcore adult film that hits the big screen on that special day. It's called Wuthering Heights. That's right, this classic novel from the 1800s fell into the hands of Saltburn writer-director Emerald Fennell, who better to adapt Emily Bronte and add some Cinemax runch. According to the New York Post, social media users compare the trailer to 50 Shades of Grey, with many calling it softcore porn. These days, that will most likely get more butts in the seats than a highbrow retelling of an 1847 literary classic. Wuthering Heights stars Margot Robbie, who is also producing the film, and Jacob Elordi, who is a contributor to part of the infamous bathtub scene in Saltburn. Fennell's other credits include the show Killing Eve, which was a bit over the top but a fun watch, and Promising Young Woman, which was excellent. Form your own opinion of the new iteration of Wuthering Heights by heading to the Google and checking out the trailer. Spike Lee's new film, Highest to Lowest, starring Denzel Washington, was supposed to be a wide release in theaters a couple weeks ago, but the game plan changed. Instead, it was released in a limited run, but is now available to stream. This is the fifth time Lee and Washington have worked together. Highest to Lowest is a thriller that tells the story of a music mogul played by Washington who is being ransomed. The film had its premiere at Cannes, but as of September 5th, you can now see it for free, sort of, if you have Apple TV. I recently discussed the kids' show Bluey on Nightlight with my Civic Media colleague, Stuart J. Waddles. During the interview, we talked about this great show that he watches with his kids. It's funny, sweet, and sort of hypnotic in moments. Well, Stuart, his kids, and all fans of Bluey will be happy to know there is a feature film version on the way. If you haven't seen Bluey, prepare to be dazzled. Disney and BBC have announced that it will hit the big screen August 6th of 2027. Rarely do you see a documentary where there is nothing negative said about the subject. That's because many documentarians pride themselves on their objectivity. Having said that, apparently there is nothing negative in a new documentary about actor-comedian John Candy because he was such a swell guy. I Like Me is directed by Colin Hanks, who never shared the silver screen with Candy, but his dad Tom starred opposite Candy in Splash and Volunteers. Something interesting viewers will learn about Candy in this doc was that John Candy, who weighed over 300 pounds, never liked to get easy laughs because of his weight and refused, when asked, to do scenes shirtless. He was funny enough and relied on his incredible talent as an actor and comedian. John Candy died in his sleep on the set of Wagons East in 1994 at the age of 43. I Like Me drops on Prime October 10th. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. After the chilly temperatures as of late, warmer readings are on the way this week. Partly sunny and a high in the low 70s today. Some showers and storms late tonight and into tomorrow. Low tonight, mid-50s, high in the mid-70s tomorrow. Right now it's 48.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.